You are listening to podcast Miqësisht e Lida, episode 23. I'm glad to bring in this episode an interview with a good friend of mine. So, good morning, Eva Jančíková. I have to say Jančíková, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so before we start, let me just say that we're sitting here at your place, beautiful place in Bratislava. And I asked you, so how can I present you to the people that are going to listen to this podcast? And you said, and she started, mother of two boys, former banker, she's a Dr. Habil, and I insisted to say this, associate professor at the University of Economics in Bratislava, and she's cooperating with the International Doctoral Study Program in Nazistat, and this is where I know her, and she's my leader in my PhD studies thesis, and a very good friend in this difficult but rather enjoyable journey that we have together. So, Eva, first of all, thank you very much for being a wonderful friend and a great leader, actually, so far. So, thank you. We just decided that we will just go through some of the questions that I ask other persons. As I mentioned, the whole point is that we want to help some people see models that are running and up and going and having success. And the more I get to know you, the more I think I see the integrity that is so much needed nowadays. So if I just make you some questions, so what has been your background so far?
My background?
Yeah.
You mean about what I did in my life?
Yes, yes.
How I started?
Yeah.
I was studying foreign trade. And I wanted to make foreign trade, but somehow I get to the bank, and I was working in the bank, and I couldn't leave the bank for almost 30 years. I started with trade finance, financing trade finance, then I was working for more than 10 years as a retail manager with a lot of clients and a lot of people. We built a branch net here in Slovakia in my bank. And then I went back to trade finance because there was my heart.
Yeah, so you think your vocation in the marketplace, it's connected, as I see, with economics. And then I find you today in academia, which is really far away from what you started.
It is not so far away, because in the 90s, when the system changed here in our country, they needed somebody who knew to explain how the financing between countries is realized. And because I did this before, I knew how to do it, and I started to teach first other banks. And then somehow I get to the university on the beginning of 90s, and then I was working in the bank and teaching at the university part-time.
What did it take for you just to be a mother of two and just to be, I'd call you a successful professor, assistant professor, and I see you in all what we're doing, all these days that we've been together in the conference and in Eisenstadt yesterday and everywhere. And it's like, it seems like this is your vocation, your call. How can someone understand this?
My coming to some place. You know, I'm thinking very often if it was a good decision to leave the bank and to be only at the university. I am sometimes missing the connection between bank and the client and the job in the bank. But I think that it is important also when you come to some stage to make priorities. And when I decided to leave the bank, it was about more concentrating more to the scientific part, because it wouldn't be able to do it at the same time. And this was the main reason why I left the bank, to be able to be full-time at the university and work there.
Yeah, which is kind of a bit difficult in our countries, coming from the past, as post-communist countries now. It's like going from bank to academia to university. It has been like a big jump, right?
Not really, because you know, when I started in the bank, I had that chance to work with, we called it at that time, with capitalistic countries. It means that what I learned during my life, everything was useful. Mm-hmm. Because I know that some of my colleagues working in the socialistic bank, their knowledge was not very useful after the change. Yeah. But I was happy to work with something what was useful after.
Even later, yeah.
Even later.
During this period, can you mention one thing that has helped you to make this big change? I mean, was it a book you read, or was it someone that you that was your mentor, even from far?
to be right, I thought that maybe I should not. I was too spread. I was working hard in the bank, and then it was difficult also to work at the school and teach in the school. And then it was a moment when I saw that maybe I know quite enough to start to teach young people, to share my knowledge, what I could reach during these years. And then I decided to go to the school. Maybe it is a sad story. One of my colleagues died, and I saw that sometimes it is good if you just calm down, if you don't run to
things
at the time, that you have to concentrate on something.
At the same time, I have seen you that you are very, very active when it comes to research work. And I have to share that you are leaving now for 7 months to go to Taiwan. Yeah. Taipei there, and then you have there a mission that is mainly just research work. So again, this is like combining together, and I'm just trying to find out, so how do you know that this is your vocational call, that is practicing in bank and then going and teaching this practice in university and then research?
Yeah, I'm always around that, the same, around my research will be around the finance. You know, it is always, it's connected with money and with financing and how it works. I never passed away this my knowledge. I am always in that, and maybe this is my main focus in my life. It is difficult to say money, but relations with people through money.
Yeah.
Through finance.
Wonderful. So, what would be your advice, say, for some young people that are now in this area? So they've just entered the academia, or they are teaching and they are researchers. But when it comes to the connection with people, that's what I find, that sometimes they lack it. And this is from my experience in Albania, so I don't know how it is here.
I don't know. For me, it was important that I loved my job all the time, even if it was difficult. It was something that I liked to do, because most of that was in relations with people, and I like to work. I was manager in the bank for years, and I liked that because I could influence people.
Yeah.
Maybe for me it was not, when I was manager, it was not so far about managing them, but about cooperating with them and influence them somehow.
Yeah. And I'm so glad that you're here, because that's how I get to know you in Eisenstadt, as my leader in my thesis. But why did you decide to stay in Bratislava when the brain is actually moving towards other places, especially the academia, especially the people like you? So I know that you're going for 7 months, but you made it clear that you're coming back here. So why here?
Why here? Because here I have my family, at least a part of it. And here are people. I like this country. I love this country. And I
was it difficult
to stay here?
Yeah.
No, I was never thinking to leave this country. It was difficult when I left to Bratislava, because my parents were living on the south of Slovakia, almost 300 kilometers from here, and that was really difficult when I decided that I leave. But then I found another.
It's like 40 years ago or something. Yeah,
something
so,
like
yeah.
that.
But still you remember that, so.
Yeah, yeah. My father didn't speak to me for two weeks when he got the information that I am leaving. But then everybody used to.
Yeah.
And I am far from them. And I found a new hometown here around Bratislava.
And if you just take your generation, which is actually my generation as well, but if we just take your generation now here, was it worthy of just working in your home country, let's say? Or, I mean, the reason why I'm asking this is because when we were in this past conference together, I saw a lot of your colleagues that were over 75, and they were still teaching, and they were still leading these sessions, and they were so full of life. So is it that people here, your generation of academia, they are well taken care by the state?
Not really.
And when I mean well taken care, it's like I'm more or less I'm speaking about the compensation package and how you're treated, and so it's like what makes the people really motivated to really stay in this age and in this time when you are part of EU that you can go everywhere and work.
I don't know. Maybe the main reason why my generation is still at home and they don't move was that we didn't learn languages so far, and it is difficult to work outside when you do not know you don't know any language.
But you know English and French, so at least you have so many countries and so many universities that teach in these languages. So.
Yes, but they decided. I think my generation really the main burden was the language.
The language barrier.
Barrier, and also. We are not typical travelers. We like to have our houses and to come home. And I don't think that it is typical for Slovaks to travel so far. We have a few million, maybe 1 million inhabitants outside, but this is for centuries, not for only for this time. Now young people are traveling and working outside, but not the middle and the older generation. We like to be here.
So it's as you know, it's the focus of my thesis is like lessons learned from the EU enlargement and how can we apply this in Albania. So my question is like, if you were to give your advice to these, I'd say, institutions and leaders of Brussels. So what would be your suggestion, your advice for them when it comes to the brain of the countries? And especially if I'm just adding here the IPA instruments, how could they make use of them so that the brain actually stays in the countries and contributes there and helps them in the accession process to you?
I think it is for European Union. It is very important to be in the contact with research institutions and with institutions in the member countries, because as I know from my own practice and from my life, if you are not in direct contact with things, what you are doing, it is sometimes you lose the track, and then you can take not proper measures.
And then the bureaucrats take over.
And what I don't like in my life, this is bureaucracy and use the law and everything how not to do something good for people. And this is what we can see sometimes. And then also people from, and the relationship between old and new members of the European Union are sometimes not very clear and clean, and then sometimes it can be not proper, and they should work more on this to get to the point. You know, for us and for my generation to get into the European Union, to be a member of European Union was some dream. We didn't have any doubt that we want to be in Europe, a part of Europe with our civilization, and also a part of European Monetary Union. But of course now some people are coming from some political or other reasons to make it not so clean and clear that the membership in European Union is good for us or not good for us. For me, actually, it was really a very important...
It's a great, great blessing, actually, because we've been here together. We've been driving today, these days, and we didn't know that within 4 hours we were passing in three or four countries. So it was like we were just passing from Austria to Hungary to Slovakia, and then we were just going back. So we could say just four countries. So it's like three different countries that we were passing within like 6 or 7 hours. So it's like I think from my eyes of coming from a country that we are aspiring to be part of EU, this is very clear that we want to be there. But it's like my question would be like, how is it that the leaders of EU, and I call them the leaders, but it's institutions and everyone, when they make these agendas, do they always keep in mind the benefits that you people have enjoyed so far?
I think that this is just the problem, that they don't.
Yeah.
That sometimes there are some political decisions and not always thinking about people, more they are thinking about themselves and how to keep that positions and such things.
So if you were going to give an advice to young people that are in Albania and the ones that have got the brain, I mean everyone has a brain, but I mean it's in the academia, so what would be your advice for them?
For me, I think it is important to help the country where we are living. It is not nice if everybody will leave the country, but for some period of time it is also very useful to go abroad mm-hmm. and to learn from yeah. them. And this is what everybody who has the possibility should do, go and learn and yeah. then help their own people.
Yeah, I think this is wonderful advice, and this comes from two mothers in the table here that we have our sons living abroad, actually.
Yeah.
So it's like
maybe they will come back.
And they will come back or not, it's up to them. But as you're saying, it's always just keeping in mind the country we come from, and especially for the aspiring countries, I think, in our case, I think it's very, very important that people get involved into the processes. Because as we have discussed, it's with the new standards that have been put to our countries that are aspiring, actually the things have to be done before we enter EU. And
yeah.
if we don't have the right people there, the brain doing that, then who is doing that?
Yeah.
And then we will have the elites that are going to take over, and then we don't want this, because in our history, when elites become stronger, then they become dictators. So, but coming back to what we were saying, so it's like just getting out of our normal talks together. So it's like, what is your routine? So you're a successful woman, and I see that in every aspect possible. And I'm just saying this with the deepest respect. So what is your routine? What makes you a successful woman?
Oh, it is difficult to say what is making me success. Maybe to get up in the morning. And before I start to work, I need a coffee.
Okay.
Because I am a person who is working during the evening and night. So in the morning it is difficult to start up. But then I think that then it is much better. And what would I recommend also, what is important to find during the day, to find the way how to do something what is important for us and for somebody. I am glad if I meet somebody and I can share some good feelings to have something nice during the day. And this is for me connected with people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that yesterday, actually. We had to go and meet a friend of our research group, and he had been in the hospital. And Eva said, let's go and meet him. And though it was like out of the way, and it really took us a day, I know that we made his day, so I thank you for that. It was wonderful what you did. Now, I'm just going to ask you, I will start the sentence and I want you to finish it for me. Is it okay? So, money for me is?
Oh, money for me are important and not important. I need money to survive, but this is not my first. I never ask for money in the... when I was working, I expected that I will get them if I work properly. It has to me this, when I get money for my job, that it is some evaluation of my work.
Yeah.
It okay. is not that something, but if I have to ask, then it I would leave.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
they do not appreciate what I'm doing.
Mm. So the worst job that I ever had because I had to take the money was?
I was thinking about that a few times, but I didn't have such a job. Because I was working 30 years for the bank, maybe the question, the better question would be, why I was there for
in the first place
on one place for the whole time because I liked people there.
Yeah, so again it was
and I always I'm always thinking that I am there.
Yeah.
If I see the logo, I am my heart is there.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, we started there as a young people, very enthusiastic and friendly and a lot of friends. And
so it's here I am in a way.
Yeah,
here I am.
This
and you know, it's really interesting, Eva, because you're here I am. I mean, in your language, in my language, it's Yakuyam. And then in your language, it means thank you. I was so surprised. It's Yakuyam.
Yakuyam. Yeah.
And it means like thank you. So I don't know, but I found this fascinating and I want to share it. I see myself in the upcoming 10 years in the work market as?
I think that I will teach. Most certainly, I would like to make some research too, because otherwise I cannot teach. But teaching is my goal.
Being coached or learning more and more in the marketplace for me means...
For me, what does it mean? I think that now it is, and this is maybe back to the previous question, how to teach will be the big challenge because the
transferring
new technologies and all these innovations and young people coming to school are different.
Yeah.
They are using mobiles all the time, and we have to change our approach to them. And this will be a big challenge: how we can use this knowledge with the new technologies, and how we can teach young people,
especially how to motivate them.
Motivate them
I think it's a bit difficult, right?
Yes, because they sometimes think that they can Google everything, but they should also learn some basic.
You're right.
They should, and maybe they should have even more knowledge with these new innovations, with the Industry 4 and such things, because to manage machines needs a lot of knowledge.
Yeah,
and even if machines will manage machines, then people should be over this process.
Human mind is going to be always there.
Not artificial. Intelligence.
My values, without which I cannot live, are?
For me, very important is the relationship and the relationship and good relationship between people. It was all my life. If I could achieve something through worsening the relations, I wouldn't do it. And then I made a step back, really, not to hurt people, not to misuse the position was always very important for me.
Family for me is?
It is something what I can count on, where I can go when I am sad, when we can be, when I... can tell everything what I think, and I don't have any. They understand me, and it is some background for me.
Yeah, and I congratulate you because you have a wonderful family, and you have got a little princess.
Yes,
and she is so beautiful.
It is so great to be a grandmother.
Yeah. And the last one is like the faith that keeps me up and just makes me run in the morning is
a good coffee.
that's an international faith, no?
yes, please. Okay.
Okay, we can leave it there. But thank you very, very much.
You wanted to hear something else.
This is like it's right, what everyone thinks. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I wish you all the best now that you go to Taiwan. And as we said, we will meet there. So all the best. Thank you.